We are here today for the Utah PTA Pulse podcast. My name is Corey Fairholm. I am the immediate past president for Utah PTA and the host. And Angelie, co-host. Introduce yourself, Angelie.
I'm Angelie Adova, VP of Advocacy. And we have an awesome guest.
No, and your awesome co-host.
Well, you said that already.
Oh, I did? Okay.
And we have an awesome guest with us today, Stacy Molinette. Want to tell us about you, or do you want us to tell us about you?
Go ahead.
She is the chair of the Leadership Academy, Utah PTA's Leadership Academy, and she is also a past president. She served in 2021 to 2023. Yep. So welcome to the podcast today. We are excited to have you. Because you are here to talk to us about the Leadership Academy.
Yes, and I love Leadership Academy.
I know, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
So tell us about it. Oh, sorry. I forgot, we need to do an icebreaker.
Oh, okay.
Angelie has an icebreaker. Go ahead, Angelie.
Okay, so today's question is, what is your drink of choice? If you go and you go to like a restaurant or you're like out somewhere, like, what's your drink of choice? And cost doesn't matter.
Okay, it's easy because I'm a water drinker, so I always get water, except occasionally at Chick-fil-A I do get their lemonade because I really like Chick-fil-A lemonade.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
But pretty much just water. It is a little bit trickier in Europe to get water.
With ice in it?
They don't have water. They have like the water with bubbles, which I'm not like that. Just plain water.
Sparkling
fine.
Water.
They think you're being really cheap if you try to get tap water in Europe, but I'm a water drinker.
So. Okay, are you like a water snob? Do you only like some water?
No, but I do get it filtered now. I didn't used to get it filtered, but I don't really like water that tastes like swimming pools.
I mean,
like chlorine, yeah.
Because I feel like we're like water snobs, like. We're like very picky about our water at the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of water do you drink?
Well, we've always had like a reverse osmosis filter.
Oh.
And then I always like cold water. Like, every time I go anywhere with my mom, like, she always has water bottles in the car and they're always hot. And I'm like, nope, I'll just wait. Like, I'll wait till we get home or something.
So it has to be cold.
It has to be cold and it has to taste good.
Okay. Like, I am only a water snob in that I don't really like certain areas of the valley, like where my sister lives, I have to have filtered water.
Really?
Harriman is just it's just really weird tasting.
I can't even tell. Okay.
Well, that's so funny. Well, you need to go to Texas and have the water there because it literally tastes like a lake. Like that dirt taste and smell of a lake, that's how the water tastes. So I grew up like we only drank like bottled water because the water was so nasty.
Okay.
I think I started when I was a kid. All right, what about you, Corey?
Oh, man. Diet Dr. Pepper, and if they don't have that, Diet Coke.
Would you prefer it with, like, a mix-in or just, like, straight?
No, straight. You can put lime in it, if, you know, that would be nice, but I could do without, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Diet Dr. Pepper all the way.
Yeah, I think I
have to have one every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I think I would do a Diet Coke with a little bit of grenadine and a lime. I think that's my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. That's how you survive, right?
Seriously.
Well, I guess I'll pay attention to my water taste because I have no idea.
Water everywhere.
I am. So I live next door to a Harriman. I'm going to have to go taste it.
let me just go down the street and walk from here.
I'll go to that restaurant and taste it.
But you have to, if you really want to sample water, you have to do it without ice. Because ice will first, like, mask the bad taste because it's cold.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
You guys are like water connoisseurs. Like, whatever. Okay. Well, cool. Leadership Academy.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, can you start telling us what it's all about?
Okay, so Leadership Academy is this great program that Utah PTA started about 2 years ago. And it is just an in-depth leadership program. And We just needed to improve our leadership pipeline, and we had this opportunity. So it's just a way to engage leaders so they can learn more about PTA and also hopefully strengthen their own leadership skills too.
That's awesome. So you started 2 years ago. Where did we get the idea from?
So probably 6 or 7 years ago, probably at a national PTA convention, we went to a class taught by Texas PTA, and they told us about their Emerging Leader Academy. And they told us how they take leadership books and they kind of do this in-depth program and training. And we just loved the idea. And there was a group, several groups that started to work on ideas for a leadership academy. There was a group of region directors who really got going on it. And then COVID happened and it all stopped. And they didn't get to do it. And some of the other ideas we had didn't get to happen. And then when I was state president, we tried. There was like some movement towards, but that also didn't happen. And as president, I didn't have time either to really get it going myself. So then 2 years ago, Utah PTA's field service rep was Susie Kennan, who is the past president from Texas PTA. And she had been really involved. She was one of the ones who just taught that national PTA class. And they were so nice, and they shared their curriculum with us. And it was what we needed to get it started. And we've taken their curriculum, and some of it was very Texas focused, and we took it and we kind of reworked parts of it. And now probably about half is from Texas and half is our own stuff that we use. And we just do it a way that's better for Utah. They would like go to a hotel and stay overnight for 2 or 3 days at a hotel. And the cost was astronomical. We can't afford that either. And so we just took the best of what they did and made it our own. And it's been working really well for Utah.
That's great. What topics are covered in Leadership Academy?
The four sessions are family engagement, advocacy, outreach, and communication. And then we also talk about lots of different types of leadership skills, like being a curious leader or emotional intelligence or delegation or what other ones do we do? I'm trying to think. Hold on.
When you go to like talk about it, you like forget everything. You're like, I swear I know about this thing, you know?
You're like, yeah. But it's great for leaders, right? And it's not just focusing on one aspect of leadership. There's many different.
Yeah, leadership's in all these different areas of PTA. And this just really goes in depth for these leaders so that they can really learn about family engagement and how to implement it in their school, and advocacy and how to advocate with their principal and with the district, and how to do outreach for volunteers and get more volunteers, and how to communicate and how to have those difficult conversations. And all of those things help a PTA leader.
So it's giving them skills on how to be a successful PTA leader.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because, you know, many of us come with different talents and different skills, but this is furthering their leadership ability.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this Leadership Academy. That's awesome. So how long are the classes for?
So there's one a month, and it's an all-day class. It's 6 to 7 hours. So it's a good investment of time, but they learn so much. It's we just pack it in. We just pack it in, and we have a bunch of different presenters. So you get switch up every half hour or so. Someone else is presenting, and it's just a new topic, and it just really covers all of those topics and helps them to see that big picture of PTA, why we PTA, why we do what we do. And it's also just great to hear the sharing of ideas from all the different PTA leaders and what they have learned and how they do it in their PTA, and they can ask questions and help each other out.
I really like it because I like the why, finding out the why you PTA. And I think many people have discovered why they PTA. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't even know until they got to the class.
Yeah. When you know why you do it, you'll get up really early and you'll stay really late and you'll do lots of hard work if you understand why you're doing it.
And why you're here, right?
Yeah.
And what PTA is all about.
So who could come to a Leadership Academy? Is it only open to certain PTA members or who do you recommend should come?
It would be good for any PTA leader, really. From local, council, region, state, any PTA leader would benefit from it. There have been quite a few people who are ready to take the next step in PTA, ready to move on to council or on to region or on to state who have taken it. It would also be great for local presidents to see how to run their PTA better and how to do family engagement better for their school or how to find volunteers better for their school. So it would help all PTA leaders, really, but especially those that are running a PTA.
Yeah. Is there a cost?
No, it's free.
That's even better.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I think has been really great is Utah PTA is investing in leadership development. And we did get a grant from National PTA, capacity building grant, that has helped with the cost the last 2 years. But even without that grant, I hope that Utah PTA, I mean, will keep it free. It just makes it so it's available and it's available for all leaders. There's some PTAs that just have such small funds and don't have the ability to pay for a program. You know, like convention costs to go to convention. Mm-hmm. It's at, you know, big convention center and there's other associated costs. This is held at our office. And so but there is costs because there's the lunches and the materials and the workbook and all that costs, but it's free. It's free for all leaders.
Which I think is so great because like you said, like some people can't afford to pay for it on their own, but their PTA probably can't afford it either.
Right.
You know, so that's hard to, so that's awesome.
Great. So how have you seen the participants grow, like, in their roles in PTA? Have you been able to see that as they've taken the course?
Yeah, you can see as their mind's working and thinking about how to apply it in their PTA. We've seen people grow through the program and become more confident. We have seen people step up to the next level, become a council president, become a region director, apply for a position on the state board. We have seen people get jobs that...
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's even one who ran for school board.
Really?
And won.
And won,
yeah.
Because she attended a leadership academy.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, she was kind of in that learning process. I think she was thinking about it already, but but I think she did Leadership Academy because she was thinking about maybe.
But then that gave her probably the confidence to say, I can do this.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Yeah.
To get leaders out there that have that confidence. That's amazing. Okay. Are there other success stories that you have seen from people who have attended? And I know we've only been doing it a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
So
probably maybe half of the people who have done Leadership Academy have served on the state board already. So
really?
It really has helped with leadership capacity growth at the state level. And we've had quite a few council presidents who have participated, and it has really helped. Several of the council presidents have told me how valuable it has been for them as they go back to their councils and train their local presidents, that it's really helped them to
have that confidence to be able to learn. And yeah. I like one of them because even communication, that's like when you're in leadership, that's like your hardest thing to do is learn how to communicate effectively. Yeah.
Those difficult conversations.
Yeah. And so, and then I know there's a whole section on that. So that helps as well.
Yeah.
So that's a great.
Great. The communication has some great books associated with it to read too. We always give book recommendations with each session also.
Also, you encourage them to read certain books?
Yeah, that kind of helped teach it. And I've discovered myself. That's one of my little side things I like to do is read leadership books, but I've discovered a whole bunch of new books because of Leadership Academy.
Okay, and do they read them or?
Sounds like some of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Are reading them and everything?
Yeah.
So they're applying that to their life as well?
Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing. So right now you are in doing a session right now, right?
Yeah.
When's the next one scheduled?
So the next cohort starts in January.
Okay.
They run once a month, January, February, March, April. The application should open for that probably the second week of November. And that will be due December 16th at midnight. So it's coming right up that the people will start applying for the next session.
And what do they have to do for the application? Do they have to answer questions? They have to...
Yeah. We have them answer a few questions just to make sure that they're willing to put in the time for it. But I mean, why do you like the mission? And what kind of leadership skills are you looking forward to learning more about? What tell about a challenging situation? I mean, there's a few little questions. You do have to answer some questions, but it's easy. It's
easy.
It's not hard to get through.
But don't do it at 11:30 on
December 16th. Yeah, the night doesn't do.
Like, because it's going to take maybe an hour or so, maybe 2 hours to fill it out. Okay.
Well, maybe not that long.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, you know, most people are, you know.
Half hour to an hour, but don't put it off.
Don't put it off till the very end, because December is going to be a crazy month anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so once it goes live, then we put it on our website to let them know that it's live and that they can sign up for it.
Yeah, there'll be some newsletter notifications and stuff. So watch for those. But about the middle of November will be live.
So you are saying that they have to commit 4 days, once a month, 6 to 7 hours a time, right?
There's a homework assignment.
And there's homework.
That's maybe an hour at the most. Just kind of prepare for each session.
And it's all in person? No,
all in person.
Okay.
At first we did a little bit. Two of the sessions were Zoom. And it worked, but the in-person ones were so much better. So now all 4 sessions are in person.
It's very long on Zoom too. Like, it's very long.
So it's good that we're in person.
It's really nice.
It's much better.
Great that we're in
person. Well, and I see that we're bringing people from across the state, and they're forming bonds with people. And
they're connecting with each other.
And that's what's great is that, you know, and then they're like, hey, give me your phone number. And I'll call you or share this thing with you or I have this idea. So we're building also a great relationship, connections with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, they kind of get this network of friends from across the state that now they can, you know, ask questions going forward that they recognize at convention and stuff. So, yeah, it's good.
That's amazing. Well, good. I'm glad that we're doing this and... A PTA is doing it. As a leader, how have you grown in the Leadership Academy, being the chair over it?
Yeah, it's actually been interesting to think about that because I have much more confidence myself too. And I have learned so much more. I thought I knew what family engagement was and how to do outreach, but I learned so much from teaching it. It is amazing how much I have learned too. And I can speak so much more confidently about those topics now because of my involvement with Leadership Academy.
And that's great.
Well, I think probably every time you teach it too, like you're in a different like season of your life, you know? So you're like, oh, that maybe this affects you more than, you know? And I think that's like our why in PTA, it changes over time, you know? Like a lot of parents get involved because they like want friends or this is the thing you do. You just join PTA when you have a kindergartner or whatever. But as you stay in it longer, your why changes, you know? And I think that's awesome.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Because your why does change a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And things affect you differently Well, that's awesome. Okay, so the next one's coming up, first part of November. If they have questions, can they reach out to you?
Oh, yes, please.
What's your email?
Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, with an E-Y, at utahpta.org. And just, we can answer any questions you have, but do it. It's worth it. It's a lot of time. It's a big commitment, but it is worth the growth. It is worth the things you're going to learn. Yeah, just do it. And if you know somebody who would be good, who needs this, tell them to apply. Let them know about it. Maybe they're not, you know, listening to this podcast right now. Send them a little text. Say, hey, you should apply for Leadership Academy. It would help.
But I also like that it's just not all PTA focused.
Yeah.
That they can use these other skills in their lives too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I think is important. Because, hello, we all need communication skills, right? And
yep.
Advocating for other different things in our lives and family engagement. So that's what I think is important, is it's just not all focused on PTA, but it helps with other aspects of your life.
Helps with their family, helps if they have a career, it helps in other areas for sure. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, great work.
Hopefully we'll have too many people apply and we'll have to...
That would be great.
Right?
Yes. Like... have an extra session.
And how many people have gone through? Have completed the program?
We've had 3 cohorts finish, and so we're about 45-ish people that have completed. We have another 18 in this session.
Okay.
So they're small sessions so that there's room to talk.
More room to talk.
Yeah.
So it's not like hundreds of people you're sitting with.
Yeah.
It's more, you're sitting with about, you know, 16 to 20.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good size.
And that's a great size because then they can talk and be heard and give their viewpoint.
Yeah.
Well, we hope everyone listening will apply and want to learn more about leadership and develop and grow in their talents. And so hopefully we'll see you at the next Leadership Academy session.
Yes.
Thanks, Stacey. Thanks for being here and coming to talk to us about that, because this is a great program that has just started and I think it's going to go for many years. You see it lasting a long time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we want to thank Mike Williams, Director of Communications for Utah PTA, for being the producer. He's behind the camera and the mic. So thank you, Mike. And thanks for all that you guys do. Okay, now, Stacey, you have to dance.